you should really think about the fact that your own governments, and I'm talking about them all, that treat you this way by literally employing professional liars for propaganda purposes, have absolutely no respect for you at all. Utter disregard of you, your rights, your humanity even. You're an animal to them all, to be trained for a purpose which rewards them financially. What kind of psychopaths run this system? For profit. And you realize when you go along with it all too, these same people are, and they're already doing that actually, are convincing you that maybe there's too many of you. And they do it awfully well, you must admit. Britain's probably the best of all, I think, with the BBC. They really, really do awfully well. Convincing you how to change your attitudes towards all kinds of things. And embrace the new, whatever it happens to be. Even though it's 180 degrees from yesterday's new. Even though your own sensibilities tell you it's wrong. Now, a few folk have noticed the different techniques, that, like an avalanche, really, launched upon the public in the propaganda efforts of modernity. Recently, too. The old style, the traditional style of trying to give you, even if it was lies or not, just here's a fact lie, whatever it happened to be, are pretty well gone. And the new technique, after doing all their studies in psyop operations, have shown that you can create a form of cognitive dissonance when you give two opposing reasons for things in the same articles. And you look up this, for instance, here in Wikipedia. A double bind is an emotionally distressing dilemma in communication in which an individual or group receives two or more conflicting messages. It's a dialectic. And one message negates the other. It cancels it out. This creates a situation in which a successful response to one message results in a failed response to the other, and vice versa. So the person will automatically be wrong, regardless of response. Clever, eh? The double bind occurs when the person cannot confront the inherent dilemma, and therefore can neither resolve it nor opt out of the situation. It was first described by Gregory Bateson and his colleagues in the 1950s, often utilized as a form of control without open coercion. You think you make your own decisions because you get confused. The use of confusion makes them both difficult to respond to as well as to resist. A double bind generally includes different levels of abstraction in the order of messages, and these messages can either be stated explicitly or implicitly within the context of the situation, or they can be conveyed by tone of voice or body language. Further complications arise when frequent double binds are part of an ongoing relationship to which the person or group is committed. It's really, this is very superficial, this explanation, but there's tremendous data available, actually, if you dig into it, if you really want to know how your mind is, how you reach what you think are your conclusions. You've been guided, nudged the whole way. It says here, while it's true that the core of a double bind is two conflicting demands, the difference lies in how they are imposed upon the subject, what the subject's understanding of the situation is, and who or what imposes these demands upon the subject. Unlike the usual no-win situation, the subject has difficulty in defining the exact nature of the paradoxical situation in which he or she is caught. The contradiction may be unexpressed in its immediate context and therefore invisible to external observers only being evident when a prior communication is considered. And he goes on and on. So really, you're being manipulated all the time. And I've noticed that more and more and more in this last, 6 months or so. These incredible contradictions in the same stories. Deliberately inserted, obviously, either from psychological operations forces or people who, from those very organizations inside the media themselves. Yeah, that's quite something. But we have that all through society today and all through media. Britain's doing the same thing with all these different articles, different contradictory opinions. You'll give up eventually and take the easy way out, which is the one they'll offer at the end. You're guided the whole way. Clever, eh? It's quite clever.